Rex could play deadpan with the best of them, but he couldn't suppress pupil movement. He looked a little awkward for a moment.
Okay, sir.
Anakin turned, walked over to Ahsoka, and caught her by the shoulder.
If we survive this, Snips, you and I are going to have a nice long talk.
Snips?
She said indignantly.
That's what you get for being snippy. Got it?
Got it, Master. Let's go.
She almost bounced as she walked. He hoped she wasn't excited, as if this were some game, and he tested the eddies and the force around her to discover her state of mind. She was scared.
Anakin tried to recall how he'd felt when he walked into hostile situations at her age. It was hard to remember. There were headline events in his past that he recalled all too clearly, because the pain was still there. But that had never gone away, so he hadn't had a chance to forget.
I'm 20. It feels like forever.
They worked their way through the abandoned city toward the advancing edge of the shield. Anakin diverted into another tower and made for the 20th floor. The power was out, no turbo lifts. Every time they needed to climb a high point to do a recce, it cost time and energy. Anakin's thigh muscles ached. He longed for air support or even a single surveillance vessel.
So what's the plan?
Ahsoka asked. Anakin scanned the city with his macro binoculars. The droid army was a lot farther forward now.
I thought you were the one with the plan.
No, I'm the one with the enthusiasm. You're the one with experience. You show, I learn.
He couldn't tell if she was being sincerely naive or sarcastic. At least Rex seemed to have knocked the argument out of her.
Okay, we have to penetrate the shield and then the line of tanks. Double barrier. What about trying to outflank them? Go around the lines?
It'll take time we don't have.
Okay, shortest path. Through the middle.
Anakin tried hard to be patient, but the irritation spilled out despite that.
So you can pass yourself off as a droid, can you? Just stroll in and say, Roger, Roger, and hope they don't notice?
Okay.
Ahsoka seemed resigned.
My first lesson is obviously to keep my mouth shut and wait for you to come up with an answer.
And then it came to him. It was just as well that it did. There was nothing less inspiring in an officer than telling a subordinate to shut up, but having no better ideas himself. He wondered why it had taken him so long to think of it.
You just have to turn the problem upside down, he said. If we can't cross their lines, we let their lines cross over us.